Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You are tuned in to Financial Survival, and it is Wednesday again already. We're going to go to our guest, as always, on Wednesday. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson, and she has a great topic today that I'm so anxious for to cover. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want her to tell you because I want it to become a surprise. It's something a lot of people do today thinking it's safe, but it's not. But anyway, before I go to Wendy, welcome to today's program. Like I said, you're listening to Financial Survival, and I hope you pay attention to the news, what's happening around the world, and what's happening. Melody's going to tell us, give us some health points and some cover some very important issues, so stay tuned to that. But let's get into the metals and into the markets. Metals today were all down a little bit. Gold was down 350 to 1910.20. Silver's down 11 pennies to 22.73. Platinum's down 12 bucks to 9.12 even. Palladium was down $33 to $12.35. Dow was down 122 to 33.803. NASDAQ was down, or up, I'm sorry, up 21 to 13.516. S&P was down 6.91 to 43.71. FTSE was up 0.52% to 7,500. DAX was up 0.64% to 15,944. Hang Seng was up 0.12%, 19,172. Nikkei was up 2.02% to 33.193. USDX was up 0.43% to 102.93. 10-year yield was down 0.52 to 3.716%. Oil was down or up 1.59 to 69.29. So there you go with the markets and the price of oil and different things. The markets were obviously mixed, nothing fantastic. All the metals are down a little bit, which I do believe one day soon we'll see flip around. But until then, we keep on plugging along. And now's the time to order while you can because the prices are down a little bit. Let's go to Wendy Wilson, a lady that everybody loves having this program. They love listening to her because she's intelligent. She's perky. And she just, it's like a lot of fun. Wendy, go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, Pastor Bush. Such a warm welcome. Thank you so much. I want to also give thanks to some of the listeners that called, sent cards and emails asking me how I'm doing. My eye is doing much better. It was basically a food allergy response with a lot of inflammation. So we're getting to the cause of the problem with the help of a local naturopath, which is gifted in neurology. So I'm thrilled. And thanks for all your calls, cards and emails. We're going to talk about vaping today, Pastor Butch. So where there is smoke, there is fire.
And I have to say this, Wendy, many people I know personally think vaping is a soft alternative to smoking. They think
right.
That.
Right, yes.
Go ahead.
And it's very popular, especially with the younger generation. But I reported also previously that, you know, your medical physicians were pretty concerned regarding the smoking cessation of vaping. The ingredients in vape liquids are kind of questionable and how they might affect the pulmonary system. So popcorn lung was mentioned, which at the time was a new condition called bronchiocolitis, and it's an inflammation that scars the lung tissue. So it's a kind of uncommon lung disease, but it's not classified as cancer. So the scar tissue accumulates and blocks airflow into lungs. Its suspected culprits is the chemical diacel, often found in the butter flavorings on your microwave popcorn. So, and popcorn factory workers have all been at some point or another diagnosed with popcorn lung. It's also found in your e-liquids and vape juices, so it's a real concern. Here's a quote from Cancer Research of the UK. They say e-cigarettes are relatively new products and they aren't risk-free, and we don't know yet their long-term impact. We discourage people from using them, end of quote. Also, John Hopkins Medicine says vaping may be less harmful than smoking, but it is still not safe, end of quote. So other than, let's look at the vape juice ingredients. So if anybody out there doesn't know what we're talking about, the vaping pod or the e-cigarette pod, you pour juice into, and it can, becomes an aerosol, and people smoke it. So according to Science Direct, this is October 2021, the ingredient in vape juice called VEA, or vitamin E acetate, is now being linked to lung injury of those that are vaping. According to their report, they said unexpected morbidity and mortality is unknown, and more study has to be done to, you know, get the full scope of the risk of using these ingredients in e-cigarettes. So the e-acetate is used as a thickening agent, and it's found in lung fluids of those who are vaping. And research is ongoing with the vape juice ingredients, and some juices contain vegetable glycerin. The average person may not think that ingredient is harmful. However, research is showing it is not supposed to be in your lungs. So vegetable glycerin can cause lung inflammation in as little as 4 weeks, and the vegetable glycerin can be made from several sources: soybean, which is mostly GMO, coconut, and palm oil. So the vegetable glycerin is often mixed with propylene glycol, and according to research published in the 2020 European Respiratory Review, propylene glycol can negatively affect the mucociliary, or the mucosal lining of the lung, and both these propylene glycol and glycerin can change your gene expression of the lung and also your circadian sleep cycle. I thought that was interesting. So this is suggesting two compounds that are together changing normal pulmonary responses, and that can negatively affect how the body responds to pathogens, irritants, and even allergens. Now, Benyal Treatment Center, they deal with a lot of addictions. They say studies have found that those who smoked e-cigarettes twice a day for a month contained higher levels of chemicals like propylene glycol in their blood, end of quote. Yeah, so just a month of that can change your blood profile. Therefore, vegetable glycerin is not safe to vape. However, it's one of the most common base liquids used in e-cigarettes or vape pens. And most e-liquids are made with a combination of flavorings and nicotine. THC is also sometimes added. And it's a base fluid such as vegetable glycerin on the label, and people don't think much of it. So the liquid used in vape pen cartridges may also contain other harmful chemicals, including 2-3 pentatenolone acetone. And it's a common flavoring. And they're supposedly safe to ingest in food and drinks, but they can cause irreversible lung damage when inhaled. So it's kind of strange that that would be FDA approved for market for vaping. Don't you think, Pastor Butch?
I guarantee it. And none of this stuff sounds like, I mean, gee, that we've been duped so much, Wendy, that we actually think this is okay.
Well, now there was this report in Scientist Direct. They built this, get this, they built a biological robot system to understand what the particles that people are inhaling from vaping are doing in lung tissue. And the system was analyzing the particles in a submicron level, which, you know, are generated by your e-cigarettes in real time while mimicking breathing in humans. So here's what they discovered. The small quantities of the VEA alters the size and enhances the distribution of the particles that are inhaled. So, you know, your VEA is that vitamin E acetate we were talking about. So it magnifies the distribution of what you're inhaling. Also, the influence of the nicotine with breathing profiles seem to be obstructive and restrictive, similar to lung disorders. Then they also said the system showed that toxicology impact of how electronic nicotine delivery impacts and modifies your pulmonary system. So it's modifying, it's changing your lungs. Also, the study showed that EC aerosols or your e-cigarette aerosols need to be redesigned to avoid lung damage and disease. So they're saying, you know, this needs to stop and, you know, proper research needs to be done and they need to make these things safe for people. So John Hopkins did report that the e-cigarettes do contain nicotine and may not be the right choice for people trying to quit smoking regular cigarettes. So your e-cigarettes do contain heated nicotine, they said, which is extracted from tobacco. And the vape juice add flavors to it and other chemicals that are mixed and are released in an aerosol. Here's what they were reporting at John Hopkins. They say regular cigarettes have 7,000 toxic chemicals in them. Regular cigarettes. Fewer toxic chemicals are contained in e-cigarettes, but still produce a huge risk. Michael Baha, he's a medical doctor, says there's almost no doubt that vaping exposes you to fewer toxic chemicals than smoking traditional cigarettes. However, there has been outbreaks of lung injuries and deaths associated with vaping. John Hopkins goes on to say, in February 2020, the CDC confirmed 2,800 had lung injury from vaping and 68 people died. So, I mean, those numbers may seem low in comparison to the overall population, but one person dying from this, I don't think is acceptable either. So if people are wanting to get past the crave of cigarettes, a nicotine in your vape juice will cause an addiction just like a regular cigarette will. Smokers experience withdrawal symptoms, and nicotine is a very toxic substance, obviously also approved by your FDA. So nicotine raises your blood pressure, nicotine spikes your adrenaline level, and also nicotine increases heart rate. So people that are, you know, have heart disease shouldn't be doing that. Therefore, if regular cigarettes and e-cigarettes do contain nicotine, people who use them are actually putting their health at risk. Michael Baha goes on to say, people need to understand that e-cigarettes are potentially dangerous to your health. More data is suggesting chronic lung disease, asthma, and heart disease are associated with e-cigarettes. And people who smoke or vape are exposing themselves to a multitude of toxic chemicals that we don't yet understand the full magnitude of the damage. End of quote. That's crazy. I mean, if something's on the market like that, and the FDA is letting it remain on the market, that they already see deaths and lung damage. You know, if an herb did that, Pastor Butch, it'd be off the market the next day.
Oh, yeah. Somebody be paying a fine or in jail, one or the other.
Uh-huh. So, you know, what we put in the body matters. Obviously, I'm a big example of that with my eyes swelling based on what I was eating, okay? So what we put in the body has an effect. So we can be allergic to foods, prescription medicines, synthetic supplements, even herbs sometimes you can be sensitive to. So we need to be discerning in order to avoid allergic reactions and to avoid inflammation and a lot of damage. So if smoking is an issue and it's been hard to quit, you know what? There's an herb called lobelia that has an alkaloid called lobelina, which mimics nicotine but without the addictive effect. So it can kind of squelch the craving to smoke, while you transfer and quitting smoking. So if you get a little urge to smoke, you can take a little of the lobelia herb, and it squelches that urge to smoke. So it's a nice, non-toxic, inexpensive way to quit.
Wow. I mean, do you smoke it, or do you chew it, or what?
No, we have it in a liquid. So this plant has 16 alkaloids, so you preserve it, and you tincture it in two different catalysts, so you can get all 16 alkaloids, so it works properly. So you just need drops of it when you feel like you want to light up, or take a hit on your vape. You just take a few drops of it, and it gets rid of that nicotine craving for you. So sooner, then as you go forward, your cravings get further and further and further and further apart. So then you're just not smoking. So or vaping. Yeah, it's asthmatics like that herb. So do smokers, because what it does is it dilates the bronchioles so you can get a better, deeper breath. You can breathe easier. So that's another benefit to it, is you can breathe easier. It's one of the herbs we use in our bronchitis and pneumonia kit. So that it dilates the bronchial, so that sticky phlegm that may be in the lung or the bronchial chamber, you have an easier way of coughing it up. Okay, so it's like a decongestant in a way. So it's one of my favorite herbs. It's got a unique flavor profile to it. It may make your throat feel scratchy for a moment. It's just a signature taste of the herb. And if you're having lobelia in a liquid form and it doesn't do that, you have either not enough lobelia in there, or that it's not in there at all. So the signature taste of plants are important. Another example, Pastor Butch, is echinacea. You probably have used echinacea. If you get it in a liquid form, it has a slight numbing effect of the tongue. It just lasts a moment. It doesn't stay. But children, when they feel that numbing effect, they misinterpret it as a hot or spicy taste. So, but it's just there for a moment and it goes away. So if your echinacea liquids aren't numbing your tongue, they're just not potent enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. Oh, we did start our 4th of July sale at Apothecary Herbs. So it's 25% off. Details are online, or they can give us a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to see the information up there on the homepage about the sale. And the sale will run through July 4th, so they've got about a week to get some savings in if they're wanting to stock up on stuff.
Hard to believe it's almost July 4th. What happened to April?
That's what I've heard from people lately, is where'd this month go,
Really, really.
And if you think about it, if time's flying like that, it means we're aging faster.
Did you have to say that?
Yeah.
Nasty lady.
Well, no. Okay, well, let me leave you with this. So we're one day closer to the return of our Lord. And
one
Satan's
day closer to getting out of this world. I hear you.
Yeah, and Satan's one day closer to being in the pit.
Amen. All right, give me information out before we run out of time. You got a little while longer. Go ahead. Give me information out,
okay,
phone number and all that, website.
Sure. Yeah, they can call and get our free product catalog, which is handy too. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. For international, you want to call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, you can request the catalog online at thepowerherbs.com, and it's absolutely free.
So you can take your products, Abilia, I think, said, and use it to help somebody quit smoke if they won't quit smoking.
Yeah, actually, the product that they want to look for on our website is called Smoker's Helper.
Okay.
And yeah.
And so. I mean, I'm just asking because I know people have tried and tried and tried, and they're not getting there. But this will definitely help do that.
Right. Like I said, it helps you breathe easier. That's why asthmatics like it. And a lot of times they'll use that lobelia herb so they don't take a hit on their, their device.
Asthma, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, because that's got steroids in it. And after a while, that's not good for you either. But yeah, it natural is better. That's how I look at it.
All right, folks. Again, the number to call is what, Wendy?
866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com.
And folks, do call her up. Obviously, she knows what she's talking about. Obviously, she does. And she listened to advice from others, too. But with the eye problem she had, she went to an expert. That's proof who she is. Thank you, Wendy. I'll see you next Wednesday, Lord willing.
You too. Take care now.
Have a great 4th. Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, we're at the break. Our boss should be joining us in a few minutes. We should be hearing from Melody Seastrom for the next couple of segments. We've got a lot to talk about. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're being joined by one of the nicest ladies I've met in my life. Her name is Melody Seastrom. And she absolutely is up, very true, an upfront, honest kind of lady. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. If you ever had a chance to be around her personally, you'd like being around her. She likes to laugh and joke and have a good time. Just a kind of lady. But anyway, when it comes to doing business, she can be serious enough to tell you the truth and help you get lined out. And you need to give her a call at 800-375-4188. Matter of fact, I had a compliment from a gentleman that runs ACN Network out of the Northwest states. Tom Reed said, I think I made 40 email to you, Melody. He said these people love the broadcast we're doing together, so I'll let you know that.
That's fabulous. So, absolutely fabulous.
There you go. And I've done my share of talking already, so I'll let you get started on some of the stuff you want to share, then we'll get into the news.
Okay, well, I'm sure you already went over the market reports and everything like that.
I did.
And I just saw this one headline about Biden where he's using a CPAP machine for sleep apnea. But they said they've been using it for a long time. But that can affect your mental disorder. You know, you could have it, you know, if you don't get enough oxygen up there when you're sleeping and so forth, you know, it could have an impact. But he'd be the last person I would expect to have sleep apnea.
Yeah, with his bias. I wouldn't have thought that either. Yes.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, maybe he's getting oxygen at night. Maybe it's not sleep apnea. Maybe it's real oxygen that he's getting. Who knows? But, yeah. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. It's going to be a quiet week this week and next week. I saw the S&P was a little changed. You know, and again, it's so ridiculous. Everybody is weighing in on new Powell comments. I did pull off an interesting report this morning. I'm not sure. And it was about all the different bailouts that the FDIC did during the collapse of the bank. And it's like, you know, they just never, ever come out with the truth, do they? They just refuse to tell us the truth. The FDIC, they actually accidentally released a list of companies that it bailed out for billions in the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. And I thought it was kind of interesting. Hey, they've saved thousands of small tech startups and prevented what could have been a catastrophic blow to a sector. You know, a lot of people would say, well, gee, what's wrong with that? I don't understand it, Butch. You know, the decision to guarantee all accounts above the $250,000 federal deposit insurance limit also helped bigger companies that were in real that were in no real danger. Sequoia Capital, the world's most prominent venture capital firm, got covered the $1 billion it had with the lender. Canzon Limited, a Beijing-based tech company that runs mobile recruiting app Boss Jipin, received a backstop for more than $900 million.
Wow.
A document from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which the agency said it mistakenly released unredacted in response to a Bloomberg News Freedom of Information Act request, provides one of the most detailed glimpses yet into the bank's big customers. The FDIC, which was selling off pieces of the bank since its failure, asked that Bloomberg destroy and not share the depositor list, saying the agency intended to partially withhold some of the details from the document because it included confidential commercial or financial information. The agency subsequently declined to comment on the substance of the information in the document. U.S. regulators' decision to declare systemic risk exception and make all depositors at Silicon Valley Bank whole came after a white-knuckled weekend. Even Yellen comes out and, you know, she says, including backstopping all the depositors, it was necessary. This is just an example of how much they don't want you to know. I don't know why people can't grasp this. You think everything that people, all the things that we do here, that's just a thumbnail of the information that they hold. And that we don't know. I mean, this just explains, and it just tells you how close, how dysfunctional these banks are. But also, these companies, these corporations are so secure, and banks knowing that the government will step in and bail them out. It's just like, you know, doesn't anybody get tired of it? $1 billion Sequoia, the firm famous for backing iconic companies, including Apple, Google. Hey, can't you go to Apple and get a loan? I mean, call in those loans that you have backed them. At Altos Labs, a life sciences startup that works on cell regeneration, had $680 million in deposits with the bank. Privately held company has raised $3.27 billion from billionaires. Payment startup Marqeta Inc. had $634 million at the bank. IntraFi Network provides deposit services to financial institutions at 410. You know, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. It's just enough to get your blood pressure raised, Butch.
Yeah, there's no end to it, Melody. You could dig on for days and never get to the bottom of it. I mean, they built it for how many years now? Layer after layer after layer. They added on to it. And people still don't pay attention. the load may get heavier. Nobody pays any attention. Another layer goes on next week, next month, next year. You know, just keeps going and going and going. That's just the way it is.
It's just the way.
Many years. Yeah. Many years.
And it doesn't matter if it's China. They'll bail China out, too. You know, all this talk about, oh, we need to get tough with China. Oh, we need to do this. We need to do that with China. That's baloney. Plain, downright baloney.
We have built China and Russia both. America did that. We helped them to where they are today. They did that. And it started with China, but created by kind of Nixon, maybe before that. But we helped build China. You know that as economic power. So we have built our own Frankenstein, so to speak. And the terminals.
Absolutely. You know, and it's just, you know, and it's the taxpayers. We have financed our demise.
Yes, we have.
And yet we just go on and like it's just another new day in America. And very few, of course, people listening to this program, your program, and a lot of other alternative programming understand, you know, what happens. But anyway, just needed to get that off my chest.
You feel better now?
I do.
Good, good. Now we'll move on to something really important. Ha ha. No, just kidding.
Well, that was important.
Yes, it was. I'm just teasing you, for goodness sake. But anyway, this information that you shared is something that you've been involved in a long time. You've seen layer after layer. But trying to get people to understand even the top layer is almost impossible. They've been blinded that long. It's hard to see that. But, you know, we go back to what happened over the weekend in Russia. Got a few stories here I want to share with people. I hope to make a few points I think are important. Maybe it was a for real move. What I'm reading here now possibly could have been a for real move. Putin wanted to wipe out Wagner chief Prigozhin during mutiny attempt, says Lushenko. Belarusian President Lushenko said he persuaded Russian President Vladimir Putin not to wipe out mercenary chief Prigozhin in response to what the Kremlin cast as mutiny that pushed Russia towards civil war. Putin initially vowed to crush the mutiny, comparing it to the wartime turmoil that ushered in the revolution of 1917 and then a civil war. But hours later, a deal was clinched to allow Prigozhin and some of his fighters to go to Belarus. Prigozhin flew to Belarus from Russia on Tuesday. While describing his Saturday conversation with Putin, Lushenko said the Russian criminal slang phrase for killing someone equivalent to the English phrase to wipe out. I also understood a brutal decision had been made, and it was the undertone of Putin's address to wipe out the mutineers, Lushenko told a meeting of his army officials and journalists on Tuesday, according to Belarusian state media. Now, move on from that. Senior Russian general knew about Prigozhin's plan, New York Times reports. General Sergei Surovikin, the deputy commander of Russia's military operations in Ukraine, had evidence and advanced knowledge that the mercenary chief Prigozhin was planning a rebellion against Moscow defense officials, the New York Times reported on Tuesday. The newspaper cited U.S. officials briefed on U.S. intelligence regarding the matter, reported that the officials were trying to learn if General Surovikin, the former top Russian commander in Ukraine, helped Mr. Prigozhin's actions last weekend. Prigozhin flew in exile in Belarus on Tuesday under a deal that ended a brief mutiny by Wagner fighters over the weekend, as Vladimir Putin praised his armed forces for averting a civil war. The New York Times reported that American officials also said there were signs that other Russian generals also may have supported Prigozhin. Reuters told could not independently verify the report. The Pentagon did not immediately respond to Reuters' request for comment. The Kremlin and the Russian Defense Ministry also did not immediately reply to Reuters' queries. Surovikin, nicknamed General Armageddon by the Russian media, had been put in overall charge of Ukraine operations in October. But in January, Russian Defense Major Shoigu appointed Chief of the General Staff Gerasimov to oversee the campaign, with Surovikin standing on as his deputy. Then it moves on, Melody. Putin's General Armageddon vanishes. and Kremlin purge amid claims he was in on the Wagner Group mutiny. Vladimir Putin's General Armageddon has reportedly vanished and made claims he was in on the Wagner Group armed revolt. Berserkin speaking after seizing a Russian military headquarters in Rostov, a U.S. official said Serverkin had advanced knowledge of the warlord's plan to rebel against Shergo and chief of the Armed Forces General Gershomov over the dismal war in Ukraine, New York Times reports. Intelligence officers are said to be probing whether the former top Russian commander helped Berserkin actions last weekend, which left Russia on the brink of civil war. American officials said there were signs that that other Russian generals may have also supported the Wagner loss, their boss. Rumors are swirling that Serverkin, 56, could be under interrogation of his knowledge of the plot to oust Russian top military leaders. The pro-war Rabar Telegram channel said Serverkin, a commander known for his ruthlessness and brutality, has not been seen since Saturday. The Military Link channel also said the whereabouts of General Armageddon is not known for certain. There is a version that he's under interrogation. Before vanishing, Serverkin issued a call to Wagner fighters to give up and return to bases before it was too late. So we'll see. That's kind of a little more involved than maybe what we thought it was, Billy. If it's true and other generals are involved in it, that really is a shakeup with Putin.
Yeah, well, if I was those people, I'd have one of those food testers and drink testers following me around.
You got that right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think if Putin is going to retaliate against him, it's not going to be a big thing. And it will be privately and, when they least expect it. He'll get even.
But now this is really should tickle all of us to death, Emil. This is such good news. After Ukraine failed to capitalize on Wagner's turmoil, U.S. sends 500 million more in weapons.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't that make you just feel so good inside? Just on the heels of New York Times observation, the Ukraine forces failed to capitalize on the weekend turmoil in Russia of the Wagner uprising. The Biden administration announced a new 500 million military aid package on Tuesday. What budget? What shortfall? What are you talking about? America, we got money coming out of our ears. We just tossed out the window. We find trillions of dollars laying around somewhere. I mean, the Department of Defense just finds to be in here, to be in there. Somebody threw it in the corner somewhere, didn't know we had it. I mean, this is America don't need money. Why are they taxing us? First, in a Sunday report on the New York Times, cited anonymous American officials and independent analysts as acknowledging that there did not seem to be any immediate defensive gaps to exploit in Russian lines. They said that, according to preliminary analysts, no Russian units were pushed back or abandoned their positions in the east and the south, despite the Wagner Rebellion having been a major distraction for Russian command Friday and Saturday. The U.S. officials went on to say that at least for the near future, the front lines of Ukraine are likely to remain unchanged. But don't worry about it. We send them $500 million more in weapons. And we can afford it, folks. My goodness, that's just a minor increase in your taxes next year. Don't worry about it. You won't even notice it on your paycheck. You won't notice it.
Nope. And we're helping Ukraine save their democracy.
That's what we're doing. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, while our constitutional republic is going to hell, we're trying to save their democracy.
Yeah. Everybody else's democracy, yeah.
And Zelensky says, no elections in Ukraine until war is over. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, yep.
Zelensky's five-year term is due to end in 2024, but his comments suggest that it will be extended indefinitely if the war isn't over by then. He made similar comments about Ukraine's parliamentary elections, which are due to be held in October of this year, in an interview with the Washington Post last month. When asked if parliamentary elections will be held this fall, Zelensky said, if we have martial law, we cannot have elections. The Constitution prohibits any elections during martial law. If there's no martial law, then there will be. However, in the latest interview, he expressed hope that there would be peace in Ukraine next year and life would be returning to normal. I got to say this. After a war like this, the nation will never get back to normal. It may rebuild, but nothing back to normal again, ever again. You don't go back to normal. After COVID, folks, we'll never go back to normal in any way again. Same thing with the war in Ukraine. Those people may get used to the change, and they might rebuild some things, may get back into eating some jobs, but normal is over for them. Go ahead, Melody.
And, you know, it's interesting, too. It also raises the question, you know, because we talk about, you know, we'll probably be in a, maybe, I mean, I'm just speculating here, that we could be in a war by our next election, and who better than Biden to follow the same. And it's kind of interesting is maybe this is a test to see how it works for Ukraine. We'll be right back.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, babe, don't say babe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you lots of things today, lots of interesting news articles. But for your gold and silver, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Butch?
Let's know that some people pay attention. Tom Reed's, he'd been calling you pretty soon to order some medals, by the way. So
all right,
that too. And folks, okay. Tom Reed's is a good guy, and he's a
very nice gentleman.
He is a nice guy. He has several stations across the country in the northwest. A good fellow. So if he's ordering, believe me, he knows what he's doing. Portland, Oregon, is losing residents wary of crime and high housing prices. Mark Rogers has made a list of things he misses about Portland. It's vegan restaurants, Powell's bookstore, public transit, and the things he doesn't, having his things stolen, stepping his human excrement, extreme politics. The 44-year-old artist moved across the country to Fort Wayne, Indiana last year. I don't want to talk trash about my home city, even though there's trash everywhere, Rogers said. I still love Portland, even though it's got some problems, and I wouldn't have left it if housing prices weren't so high. Portland is losing residents for the first time in years. Long known for its being clean, safe, and hip, Oregon's most populous city is now struggling with serious crime and homelessness issues. Meanwhile, despite the lifestyle problems, housing continues to cost more in Portland than any many other parts of the country. Portland lost nearly 3% of its population between 2020 and 2022, according to U.S. Census. A drop of about 17,400 to 635,000 was the sixth largest decline among the 50 largest states. And local officials who grapple with 23% population surge between 2000 and 2020 are now finding themselves trying to keep residents from leaving. Mayor Ted Wheeler, a Democrat, has come under increasing pressure to address rising violent crime and sprawling homelessness. So, folks, it's a shame. And I'm not just, it's the way it is. It's a liberal, left-leaning city, and we have states, and so is Oregon, the state. It's Democrat-controlled, and people are leaving with the crime and just plain filth. And I was listening to another gentleman today, Melody, who went to New York City. He said the whole city was stinking. I mean, it physically stunk because of the trash and streets and everything. New York City was once called the what? The Big Apple, and there's a place that everybody wanted to go see. Like San Francisco used to become a show place. They said New York City now, when you walk down the street, I guess you probably get used to it after a while, but it smells. Isn't that sad to say that?
It really is.
You know, I mean, America once was a place that people actually enjoyed coming to visit and enjoyed what they saw. And they marveled at even people, like I said, New York or San Francisco and other big cities that were clean and neat and well-run. America has declined a lot in my lifetime, in the last 50 years especially. But in New York City, in Manhattan, if you're going to drive in New York City, you'll be charged extra in tolls to enter Manhattan. Now, folks, this is all part of the plan to get you out of automobiles and on bicycles or on foot or public transit. This is all about the 15-minute cities they're working on. I promise you, folks, it's all ties together. New York has received a critical federal approval for its first in the nation plan to charge big tolls to drive into the most visited parts of Manhattan, part of an effort to reduce traffic, improve air quality, and raise funds for the city's public transit system. I just told you, folks, they're going to go bicycles, walking, or public transit. The program could begin as soon as the spring of 2024, bringing New York City into line with places like London, Singapore, and Stockholm that have implemented similar tolling programs to highly congested business districts. Under one of the several tolling scenarios under consideration, drivers could be charged as much as $23 a day to enter Manhattan south of 60th Street, which with the exact amount still to be decided by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which is overseeing the long-stalled plan. Melody, they're moving us closer and closer to public transit or foot traffic, or I said bicycles. They're going to go green, whether they like it or not. Automobiles are going to be a thing that's going to be very restricted if allowed at all in certain places.
I mean, I don't have a problem going green and everything if they were just doing it under the real reasons and, you know, trying to make things better and nicer and so forth. But in the meantime, while they're trying to push that on everybody, the whole system is ready to collapse along with the infrastructure of this nation. So what should come first? Our infrastructure should come first. The government should be forcing these airlines to dress up these airports. Government shouldn't have to pay to clean up these airports and make them decent. I mean, my gosh, when I talk to people and they travel all over the world and they compare our airports to airports around the world, we are a third world nation. And it's a sign of the decline. I mean, it's the corruption, everything else that comes with it.
It is. It truly and sadly is.
So, yeah, I mean, yes, I would love to have, you know, hey, it would be great if you had could do an electric vehicle and so forth and whatnot to make things better, the air and quality and all this kind of stuff. But not the way they're doing it and for the lies that they're pushing it and the amount of money that's being spent that goes into the pockets of a few. And it doesn't help anyone.
And with the infrastructure, the electrical infrastructure failing right now, they can't keep
failing
up
their conditioning.
So how can you plug cars into it too? Come on, let's be real here, folks. It's not going to work.
So if you're going to do it correct. But we know politicians don't know how to do anything correct
except tax.
They'll no, there's two. Yeah, you're right. Tax and campaign.
And promise, promise, promise. Wow. Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida, Republican, and Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, Republican, will seek to defund the office of the director of the Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives under a new little-used House rule. Go, 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 you two. The leadership at the ATF has proven unable or unwilling to see that the ATF respect the law, the rule of law, and not act where Congress has not legislated. Instead, the ATF abuses rulemaking authority, legislating through the executive and making a mockery of the separation of powers maintained by the Constitution, mandated by the Constitution, I'm sorry. In February, internal documents outlined that the ATF's Federal Firearms License Inspection Guidance were leaked to the press. The documents revealed that the Biden administration's zero-tolerance policy had made it easier to revoke the license of gun store owners. In their letter, Gaetz and Green noted that under the policy, mere clerical errors could result in such revocation. The ATF has even made it a matter of official policy to shut down gun stores by making perfection the standard in record keeping, a standard the ATF itself could not meet, they wrote. Since the Biden administration has announced its new zero tolerance policy in 2021, federal firearms licenses have faced the highest revocation rate in 16 years. They continue, the ATF has shown itself incapable of operating within the confines of its statutory authority, and we must force a change. Hence, I write to inform you that I intend to use the Holman Rule to defund the Office of the Director of ATF in the next available appropriations period. Go, 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 Marjorie, and go, Matt. Go for it. Good for you. I'm all for that. Melody?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Plead the fifth. All right. Illinois bill would allow, now listen to this headline. This is unbelievable. An Illinois bill would allow illegals to become police officers. Democrats in the Illinois House and Senate recently passed a new law, Bill 3751, to allow some work eligible non-U.S. citizens, let me repeat that, non-U.S. citizens to work as police officers across the state. Now, I'm sure folks, they'll understand the rights of the people, the Constitution, Bill, right? They know all about that, I'm sure. They'll be well-schooled. Even though the federal law prohibits non-U.S. citizens from working in law enforcement, Illinois is just bucking these rules by trying to make it easier for illegal aliens to enforce the law, which is ironic considering they broke the law to get here in the first place. Let that sink in. Illegals enforcing law. Criminals, they've been doing that for years. Politicians are criminals, they get by with it, they enforce laws. But the illegals coming in, knowingly breaking the law, and now they're going to be giving them a badge and gun. Melly, what could go wrong with that?
Let me count the ways.
The legislation reinserts the provisions of the engrossed bill and adds that an individual against whom immigration action has been deferred by the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services under the Federal Deferred Action for Child Arrivals, DACA, process is allowed to apply for the position of police officer, deputy sheriff, or special policeman subject to specified requirements effective January 1st, 2024. There you go. That should make us all sleep better in bed at night. Comments, Melody, at all?
No, sir.
RFK Jr., Second Amendment is settled, not taking anyone's guns. I like a lot of these things this guy is saying, folks. And I like his uncle who was killed and assassinated on some of the stands he took, but I still don't trust him. During a Monday conversation with Elon Musk, Democrat presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the Second Amendment is settled and that a Kennedy administration will not be trying to take away guns. Dr. Benjamin Braddock quoted RFK Jr. saying, "My position on gun control is that I'm not going to take away anybody's guns. I'm a constitutional maximalist, and the issue has been settled by the Supreme Court." Well, I'll add to that, the Supreme Court has no ruling on this. The Bill of Rights, Article 2, ruled on that a long time ago. The Supreme Court should have no say in that at all. It's done. But anyway, he went on to address school shootings, noting that he is ready to take great strides to harden schools and eliminate shootings. RFK Jr. said, I understand personally the heartbreak of gun violence. We have to stop school shootings. If it comes down to protecting schools like we protect airlines, we'll do that. He spoke beyond school shootings to mass shootings in general, noting that he will thoroughly investigate any role that psychiatric drugs may be playing in high-profile shootings. Now, there you go. Every shooting, almost every mass shooter, especially in the schools, folks, were given some kind of psychiatric drug, like Ritalin or different things. They've been on for years. Yes, he's saying right that he's the first one ever heard say this, I know of, about let's not blame the guns, let's find out if drugs are involved. Over-the-counter, the prescription drug, Melody, that affect people's minds. That was a very wise thing he said. You agree?
I agree. Yes, I do.
He said, we have to look at the role of psychiatric drugs prior to the introduction of Prozac. We had almost no events like this. Prior to the introduction of Prozac, we had almost no events like this. So there you go. And on to another issue about him. RFK Jr. angers military a military-industrial complex with call to ditch forever war, de-escalate with Russia. Robert Kennedy Jr. is actually a viable candidate for the 2024 Democratic presidential election, or nomination, I should say. Still, he won't get much traction because the party machine, its allies and CIA-controlled media, and the deep state won't ever let him get close to the Oval Office. Not as president, at least. That's because he, like former President Donald Trump, is no fan of the forever war mindset of the American deep state. And I just said as much during a major foreign policy speech that almost no one heard or knows about. Referring to him as a rising star, LifeSite News noted that RFK Jr., who has earned significant favorability against the incumbent, Joe Biden, since he launched his left-field candidacy in April, argued for peace and de-escalation amid rising tension with Russia, in a speech heavily referencing the policies advanced by his uncle, former U.S. President John Kennedy. In a speech at the St. Anselm College, New Hampshire, Kennedy, an author, environmental lawyer, and prominent vaccine skeptic, expressed his belief that together we can restore America to its awesome vitality of the original Kennedy era through de-escalation and trust building. As in my uncle's time, nuclear tensions are an extreme and dangerous level, Kennedy Jr. said, harkening back to JFK's peace speech he gave at the American University of Washington in June 1963, just a few months before he was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, in November of that year. So he's treading on very thin ice. Talking about coming down to the military-industrial complex, folks, that's huge. And Dwight Eisenhower, before he left office, warned about the same thing that Kennedy's talking about right now. He warned about it back in the 1950s. Watch out. It's here. Mel, anything to add to that?
No, I agree. It's here.
And running out of time so quickly, I just briefly hit this. Homosexual activists are upset with Texas because they signed a bill that would not allow gender-affirming teachings into children in the state. So they hacked into the some government buildings in Texas. They actually had somebody break into them. We have decided to make a message towards the U.S. government. The coup wrote, Texas happened to be the one of the big, largest states banning gender-affirming care, and for that, we have made Texas our target. F the government, it says. I didn't say that. They said it. There we go. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, I was going to say something, but I better not. I only will say we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
The bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.